This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Hurricane Ike has not hit Texas yet, but powerful waves and wind are already scouring the Gulf Coast. Ike is expected to make landfall overnight. Top wind speeds near the center of the storm are now about 110 miles per hour. This is Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff.
The power of this storm is going to be not just wind, it's going to be water. And because this storm is hundreds of miles across, and a bigger storm, frankly, than Katrina was in terms of the area of its footprint, the storm surge is going to be the single most dangerous element in the near term.
There are predictions of storm surge as high as 25 feet. More than a million people have evacuated coastal areas, and the governor of Texas is asking the White House for what's being called a wide-reaching emergency declaration in all 88 counties. Galveston and Houston lie directly in the storm's path, as do many refineries, chemical plants, and offshore oil platforms. We have three reporters traveling along the hurricane's path as communities prepare for the storm, and we start with NPR's Ari Shapiro in Galveston.
At the Gulf of Mexico, it looks like someone has photoshopped two images together. Above, the sky is blue and peaceful. Below, giant brown waves smash into the shore. Walls of water fly into the air, throwing trash and driftwood onto the street. Ellie Parker lives a block away.
I've never seen it's a foot over the seawall now, so I'm nervous. We're in big trouble, aren't we?
A few blocks away, James Turner is in line to buy supplies at a packed gas station. He's lived in Galveston since 1940.
Make a long story short, my wife passed Monday, and we was going to have the funeral this weekend. Said I had to cancel everything, so I'm going to stay till everything is over.
His family has urged him to leave, but he won't go until he's buried his wife. 3 years ago, Turner tried to evacuate during Hurricane Rita. He was stuck in traffic 21 hours.
I'm not prepared for that anymore.
What was that experience like, spending 21 hours in traffic?
Very devastating, because I worked all night the morning before I left, and it was 2, 3 o'clock in the morning before I found a place I could lay down, and I eventually stayed in Houston for the rest of it.
Richard Robbins is pretty much the exact opposite of James Turner.
I'm 17. I just moved here in Galveston about 6 months ago. This is my first hurricane.
While Turner is staying to be with his late wife, Robbins is leaving his father behind in Galveston.
I didn't want to go. I wanted to stay. I was going to stay, but then my grandmother kept calling him at 5 o'clock this morning saying, "Are y'all all right? Are y'all getting out of the city?" My dad said, "I'm not getting out of the city, but if you want me to send Richie, send Richie." "Okay, I'm sending Richie."
In another car, 23-year-old J.R. Franklin has just one supply to get through the next few days.
Cash, that's it. That's about the only thing that's going to help us right about now, some cash.
Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Galveston.
I'm Mandalit Del Barco in Houston, where oil refineries in the usually busy port are closed down. Most of Houston's 2 million residents hunkered down after being ordered not to leave, though some evacuated on their own. Many people from Galveston and other towns arrived here hoping to take shelter with friends. And after stocking up on water and food, people like Houston's Jeremy Bristol decided to stay through the hurricane winds.
I'm just not feeling threatened behind the storm. I just don't feel like this storm is going to bring on what people are saying it's going to bring on. So that's my reason for staying.
Not here in Houston, anyway.
Exactly.
Bristol is among many who came to Houston 3 years ago to escape Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. He lived in the hardest hit Lower Ninth Ward, not far from where the levees broke and flooded his entire neighborhood. Bristol, who's an assistant pastor, says he lost everything. But now he and his family live in a brand new house in a community called Angel Lane, a housing development Oprah Winfrey's foundation helped build for Katrina survivors. Some of Bristol's neighbors boarded up their windows, and across the street, another former New Orleanian, Tanika Tiara, says she's staying with her son, too.
I'm worried about it, but I think we're safe, and much safer than where we came from. I understand, just talking to people that have lived here all their lives, that the water do come, but it does drain. So I'm just going to move my car further down the street because I'm on the low end, but I'm staying.
Tiara says she survived Hurricane Katrina, first in Florida, then in New Orleans. Then it was Hurricane Rita.
I'm just tired of running.
Even so, she's bracing for Ike with 5 gallons of water and food, and her car is packed just in case she needs to leave. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Houston.
I'm Carrie Kahn in Matagorda County, about 100 miles south of Galveston. Ike isn't expected to make landfall until late tonight, but tropical storm wind gusts are hitting here. I'm standing at one of the few gas stations open on Highway 35. Ike is expected to make landfall tonight somewhere near here, and although mandatory evacuations are in place for the entire county, many have told us that they're just staying put. Not Barry Wilkerson. You're not going to hunker down?
Oh, no. It's boarded up. I'm going to leave it on faith that it's going to be standing there when I get back, but I'm not going to be in there when it get blowed away. Bye-bye.
For those planning to ride out, Ike, Kevin Anderson will be there to keep them company.
Currently 79 degrees here at the KKHA studios. We do have a mandatory evacuation for Matagorda County, along with that, a mandatory curfew. So you should not be out of your house unless you're on.
Once Anderson switched over to music, he told me that he volunteered to man the station, which sits right on Main Street in now nearly deserted Bay City.
We're going to attempt to stay on air as long as possible, as long as I've got power. I do have a backup generator here.
And okay, when you say we, that means you.
That means me. It was supposed to be we, but the others of the we tucked tail and ran. I called one to say, where are you? And he answered his cell phone in Mexico. So I decided by the time I got everybody else cleared, it wasn't going to be time for me and five dogs and the wife to get out. It was better just to buckle down and stay here.
Kevin Anderson, you stay safe and dry, and hope you ride out the storm well.
Thank you.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Bay City, Texas.
No storm has haunted the island of Galveston more than the hurricane of September 8, 1900, the deadliest natural disaster in U.S. history. It was a Saturday, and many people were at home, unaware of the storm headed toward them.
In the year 2000, as part of the NPR series Lost and Found Sound, we aired the story about what happened that day, as told by the people who lived through it.
About 3:30, Jacob and Alan came running, shouting excitedly that the Gulf looked like a great gray wall about 50 feet high, moving slowly toward the island.
We noticed some lumber floating by, and that people were then coming to seek shelter at the courthouse.
My sister and I were the only two children, and Mother had a trunk strap around each one of us and had to hold on to us as long as she could.
There was no identification or no prayer said or anything else. They just were put in the ground. And then there were so many of them, they took them out to sea, and then they washed back in again. So then they had to be burned. It was a terrible time, it really was.
Voices from Galveston. We heard from Louise Bristol Hopkins, John W. Harris, Hyman Block, and Catherine Vetterpols. Their voices first appeared in our Lost and Found Sound story, produced by John Burnett and Davia Nelson.
Of the 38,000 people who lived in Galveston when the hurricane hit back in 1900, at least 6,000 died. For more sound and pictures from that time, you can go to our website, npr.org.